With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's the Morning Mess. It's time for another one. It's time for your favorite staycation setups. Listen, we're going to talk to Ralph. He emailed us that he suspects that his lady Diana is cheating. I guess she goes on work trips, and usually when they go on work trips, they take their significant other ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of COVID, they said, look, I'm going on this business trip, but our plus ones are not going to be happening this time around. He totally understood it. So she says she was going on a work trip to Chicago, but then he went to the grocery store and he ran into one of her coworkers, and they're like, hey, we missed you on the trip. So, Ralph, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty strange, my guy.
Yeah, you think? A little bit.
Right. Now, first of all, I got to ask, did she post up any pictures of her on the trip?
Yeah, she was posting pictures, you know, to Instagram of her all over Chicago, and they weren't just like offhand, just take a picture randomly here, take a picture randomly there. She was definitely posing. She was definitely dressed up.
Okay, but it was nobody else in the pictures, just her?
No, it was just her.
Hmm.
Did you tell her that you ran into an employee, a fellow employee at the market, and they said, you know, that they missed you on a trip?
So obviously she lied to me. So I asked her why she didn't bring me. And she was quick. She was just like, oh, we could bring husbands, but not boyfriends, which to me is that sounds a little bit stupid.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I do have a question, though, because I know personally, like, I don't mind going sightseeing alone. I like that, but some people are not that way. They have to have someone with them. How is your girlfriend? Does she like to go out by herself or not?
I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. What's really freaking me out is it's COVID time, right? We're, like, in a pandemic. You're not asking random strangers here and there. You're not giving them your phone to take pictures. She's not about that. She's a little bit more careful than that. She always has been.
Oh, that's a good point.
That is a really good point.
You think someone was taking pictures of her that she was real comfortable with during the trip?
Yeah, my concern is maybe a little bit too comfortable with.
Right. There are different levels of cheating and an affair that we found out through the show. There's one thing if she's in town and she had a little fling with somebody, but to go on a vacation with somebody, that's like next level.
Well, I'm not really into her having a fling with somebody or to go on.
Of course.
It's the lesser of two evils, I'm just saying. Yeah, no, you're right. Either way, it'd be cheating. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to hit up your girl, Diana. I'm going to offer a free romantic hotel stay. We're going to ask her who she wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully she says your name, Ralph. If she doesn't, obviously she's cheating, and we're gonna find out whose deep dish she was tasting in Chicago.
Gosh, stop it.
Sometimes you gotta risk it to get that biscuit, but sometimes it's deep dish, baby.
Do you?
Have you thought about if she is cheating on you, is the relationship over? Because we do have counselors on standby to work on the relationship.
You know what? I've been cheated on before, and I'm not about to go down that road again. Like, if she's cheating, we're done. It's over.
Right. What you got to do, Ralph, you got to cheat on him first.
Stop it. No. It's terrible advice with Joey.
Preemptive strikes. Hit it, then, okay, no. All right, Ralph, we just need her number, and we'll do the staycation setup, okay, buddy?
Okay, you got it.
All right. It's the Morning Mess. Staycation setup up next. Okay, your Morning Mess here in the middle of a staycation setup, trying to catch up these cheaters, man. Listen, we spoke to Ralph, thinks his girlfriend is cheating after a work trip. He usually gets invited to, she got it, a work trip to Chicago. Said because of COVID, her job says you can't bring significant others. Then he went to the market, ran into one of her coworkers. They let him know, like, hey, we missed you on the Chicago trip. Meaning he probably should have been there, or fellow employees took their significant others. Now, Ralph, you're on the line. You brought this up with your girlfriend, and her excuse was what?
Her excuse was husbands were allowed to go, but boyfriends weren't.
I just don't understand that, to be honest. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I feel like from a company standpoint, like...
I understand what you're saying, Ralph, but I don't know if it was here or somewhere else. I remember, like, Christmas parties or stuff. If your wife and husband could come, but they said if you're dating somebody, they couldn't come.
I think that's just an us thing.
We did have some bad Christmas parties.
Here's the thing with that, though,
you
Ralph.
Did not call us out, Joe.
Ralph, I mean, your girlfriend looked like she was having a lot of fun while she was there, posting a lot of pictures, and you're starting to think that she was with someone, and someone was taking all those pictures, not just strangers.
No, I don't think it was strangers. In the times of COVID, she wouldn't give strangers the ability to be touchy-feely on her phone or anything like
yeah.
that. I
think. Yeah.
She was getting touchy-feely with somebody else. I'm getting this vibe.
Ugh. That makes total sense. I definitely wouldn't let someone handle my phone. Okay, so we're going to do the staycation setup, Ralph. We're going to call up your girlfriend, Diana. Tell her she's won a free romantic hotel stay. Then ask the question who she wants to put on the reservation. Obviously, if she says your name, Ralph, you're in the clear. Maybe an apology will be had. Let her know she's live on the radio. You don't suspect anybody in particular, though?
I can't think of anybody, no.
Okay. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, y'all.
Hello.
Hello, is this Diana?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Diana. Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
Yeah, I am not interested. I don't have time, so no.
Oh, well, Diana, I completely understand now. Does it help to know that this is truly complimentary? There's no deposits, fees, or taxes? We were only hoping to get a review of your experience on Google and Yelp just to help us build our presence online.
And you're saying it's completely free?
That is correct. We'd only ask for payment info if you decided to get room service. It's totally free otherwise.
Well, if it's completely free, yeah, I guess so.
Diana, I'm so glad to hear that. Let's just go ahead and get started with your reservation. Ask me any questions if you have them along the way. But first, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start this off with a personalized note for your guest of honor. I'm going to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say, and I'll write it when you're ready.
How about, I love having time alone with you.
Okay. Well, I do have that down. So, Diana, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I do need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Justin.
You.
What?
So, Diana, we do legally have to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your boyfriend Ralph is on the line.
What?
It's your boyfriend, you. I just heard you say that you want to another dude.
So I got a question. Do we know who this guy is, Ralph?
No clue.
I'm just wondering, Diana, is this a coworker? Is this a fling? Is this an affair? Where are we at with this?
We work together. We live together.
Yeah.
Let's handle this like adults, respectfully, okay?
Yeah, you know what? The adult shit. You can find your shit outside. How about that?
So, how long has this been going on with this coworker?
No, it's not really anything going on. Like
oh, no,
said,
it's not. You're a good point. It's not going on. It's what's going in. Oh, well done, Diana. Well
point.
Done.
How long have you been trying to risk it to get the benefits? That's what I really... Is he a boss? Is he a manager? Why are you doing this?
I don't even know why we need to be talking about this, okay? I mean, just...
Girl, because it's your relationship. Don't you think the man deserves some kind of closure?
Yeah, like close your legs.
Oh, my God.
It's really not what you think, okay?
How is it not? Because we're thinking that you're cheating.
Did you fall on his by accident?
Oh.
No, that's not how it is at all. I mean, we went on a trip. We both happened to be there. And, you know, we had some fun. And we had a good time together.
And now you want to have another good time.
You know what? I don't care. I don't care about any of your bullshit anymore. I'm done with you. F*** off.
Whatever. I'm on my way.
Diana, you honestly don't care at all that you cheated on your boyfriend?
At this point, no. I really don't.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. So who was better?
Joey.
I don't really think that's an appropriate question.
Oh, it's so appropriate, though. I stood silent just to ask this question. Who was better?
I'm not answering that.
The world needs to know.
I don't know if the world does.
Story's still developing.
I don't give a shit.
All right. Okay. Rafa, you over it?
Yeah, I'm over. You know what? I'm pissed off myself. I wasted a lot of time on
her. Yeah, I'm pissed off on you, too. Diana, you still there?
Yeah?
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Ralph. Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
Or counseling services.
That's boring.
Oh,
Ralph,
my gosh.
Who we have on standby, bro?
I mean, there is a girl that Diana used to be friends with. They're not friends anymore.
Oh, that is so shady. Come on, yes. Ralph.
Perfect, Ralph.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Does she have Bofa's ass?
What is that?
You don't know what Bofa's ass is?
I don't, but I'm worried to find out.
She got enough ass for both of us.
Oh, my God.
Ralph, I said you call her up. You know what I'm saying? There's any leftovers.
What?
If there's any leftovers.
I just can't. You know what?
For you, I just might.
There you go.
My,
my guy, Ralph.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.